Let the dandelions roar. Sorry I don't have a nice picture of a dandelion transforming into a lion's head in mid-roar to go with the title. Wish I did. I've always loved that story of the guy who wrote to the agricultural university asking how he might control the dandelions in his yard. He wrote that he had tried everything from mowing closer to the ground, to chemicals, to pulling them up by the roots. He had even plowed and reseeded his entire estate in an attempt to rid them from his lawn. The scientists at the university wrote back, saying, "Sir, considering all that you have tried, we recommend that you learn to love them." Keeping a flawless lawn is kind of like subscribing to Playboy to look at the pictures. Honestly, you see one perfect 18-year-old body, you've seen them all. I've been a subscriber for many years. The Playmates all look the same to me. I actually read the articles so that I can at least try to think like a Democrat. I ought to make the effort since I sleep with one. A Democrat, I mean, not a Playboy. The whole dandelion thing dawned on me last night as I was talking with Tessa about how I miss one of my old sparring teachers. We both admire him a great deal, for different reasons, of course. I've always admired his explosive karate, whether he's practicing forms or actually fighting. He sent me home limping a few times. On the other hand, Tessa admires his physique. He's one of those guys who can wear shirts made of pantyhose material or something. You know the ones. I always got a bang out of watching Tessa when he was around. She got this look like she would rip the shirt off him if she could. The guy's pushing 50. Not kidding. Anyway, several months ago, he refused to work with me anymore because I left my head instructor. There is really no doctrinal reason why he can't work with me. He just wants to be cantankerous. I've missed working with him ever since, but I know I made the right decision. So, Tessa and I were talking of him last night as we watered the weeds and potatoes and lilacs in our backyard. I was reviewing his outstanding qualities when Tessa goes, "Too bad he's in a bleep hole." See, I can't even call him an asshole on my trashy blog. But when she said that, I turned to her and said, "Hey, he has a flaw. I never saw it that way before." She smiled and winked at me. It's not as if we sit around all day enumerating other people's shortcomings, but Tessa can always find a way to put life into perspective. To have everything set just right in your life were as tedious as a Playboy centerfold or a perfect lawn. The aches and pains and nervous breakdowns are all components to a perfect life. Yes, I should have known this already, and I did. But Dr. Samuel Johnson was right. People need to be reminded more often than they need to be instructed.